Before we leave, I just wanted to say I thought it was pretty interesting that Andrew Schell, I think his name is, came back into the fold.
Yeah. What's he? Did you look at the retweet thing that he did?
I did. So Andrew Schell, he's the guy, he's a developer, and he set up the Twit OPML system, which I use every day. And that is a...
Let's do again.
So you can create a list on Twitter, and you can add Twitter users to that list, and out the back end of his system squirts an OPML file that you can subscribe to. So if I add, so instead of following people, I can just add them to the list, which
then they show up over in River 2.
Yeah, yeah. Which, by the way, has the added advantage of people not knowing that you're following them, which I find advantageous.
But they know that you're on their, they're on your list.
I don't. Yeah, I guess they do. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Oh, I see it all the time. People right. have lists and stuff.
Okay. So they'll know that. And it's, and you know, and then if you remove someone from the list, it's removed as a subscription, which is great. And so he had, he came up with a system, which I think is probably very prone to breakage. But when, if you post something with your link blog, you could then run it through the system and it would post it. He had a whole list, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, things that I have no account on.
Wait, if you post something to, you post something to your link blog.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to...
Well, the way he actually had it set up, he had a, if you hit an RT on a story, but it's the same.
An RT on a story where?
In a river.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what made it kind of interesting. So you click on the RT, and then it goes...
Oh, wait, you enter the name of his server where it asks for the server?
Yes.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, so he really took the RT standardization to the next level, which I thought was really quite cool.
Oh, my God. So
if you read his instructions on that page, it says, enter my link blog server, and he gave the server name. You enter that, and then it whisks off, and it posts it to all these other places.
Damn.
Now, the way he's doing that is by emulating...
Radio.
No. By the way he posts to, like, Facebook.
Oh, you're saying, yes, they don't have APIs for this.
Right, yeah. So he's doing HTML simulation.
It's a scrape.
Yeah, scrape. Yeah, exactly. So that's obviously prone to breakage.
Yeah, but he's the kind of guy who will watch for that.
Yeah. But the idea was, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool, particularly.
You know, when I wrote that thing, I was kind of hoping somebody would do something like that.
Oh,
that hook in there. I realized that it was a protocol, you know. And that somebody could override, you know, could, you know, do something better than what I had. That's totally all right. That's great.
And what I also like...
There'd be another way to do it. Oh, I see. But it's only the things that you retweet. It's not... Right.
Well, I don't see why you couldn't do it as things that you just put on your link blog. It seems like...
Absolutely. In fact, I would... That's what I'm holding out for, because I don't want to... I'm not going to produce another stream for Google+. There's no point.
Right.
There's nothing particular to Twitter about what I post to my feed.
Right.
It's not about Twitter. If I have something to say on Twitter, then I post that directly on Twitter.
Right.
Occasionally.
But I don't. I mean, I have a separate feed that I use for Twitter, and I have a number of feeds.
Yeah.
I use it differently.
Well, Andrew's a great guy, and we ought to do whatever we can to support what he's doing. This is great. I didn't understand that's what it was.
Yeah. Well, the thing that, you know, I trust him with what he's doing, because, you know, case in point, his Twit OPML is working. It's running. It's been running for a long time, like a year now, I think, maybe even longer.
That's a good sign.
It's a very good sign. So the stuff is up and running, and I rely on it.
You know, there are a lot of really good programmers around right now. There's Kyle and Brian Hendrickson and Dan McTuff and Ted Howard. And, you know, there's a lot of these are all really good people, you know?
Yep.
It's not just that they're good programmers, but they also are, you know, they're good people. I don't. It sounds so Republican.